9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting this morning. Is there any commission remarks? Mm-hmm. Hearing none, moving on down. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 471-266 through 471-291 and checks number 472-471293 through 471343, warrants 8119 through 8122, one transfer, journal entry.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 471292.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is approval of previous meeting minutes.
What all days do we have here? We have April 3rd, April 10th. Is there any executive?
No.
No, there wasn't. Move to approve regular session minutes for April 3rd, 2023, and April 10th, 2023.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have bid recommendation for asphalt number 202303-524. Presenting, we have Nikki Lawrence and Denzel Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yes, Road and Bridge Administrative Assist.
We're here for RFP 202303524, asphalt, requested by Road and Bridge. I'm going to have Denzel read into the record that we received from Track and Capital Materials, only two bidders.
Okay, on the laid-in-place asphalt, the Track did not have a bid. They don't do that. So the pricing there is $92 a ton for capital. And the hot surface mix, that's for the black base hot mix.
Okay.
The hot surface mix is $111 a ton. Moving on, the mixed bids furnished and loaded on county trucks at the bidder's plant. Track provides the B1 black base hot mix at $65 a ton. Capital supplies it at $65 a ton. The hot mix surface material, Track supplies at $68 a ton. Capital at $79 a ton. The cold mix patch is $75 a ton from Track. There was no bid presented by Capital on the cold mix. The 3/8 B4 surface leveling mix is $68 a ton from Track and $69 a ton from Capital. There was an, I don't know why they bid the cold mix twice. Is it a different?
I think one's picked up and one.
Yes, one's delivered.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. The delivered price is $75 a ton from Track. There was no bid from Capital. After reviewing these, we recommend that we award Track or Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company as the primary supplier, Capital Paving and Construction out of Ozark, Missouri as the secondary supplier.
Do we want to because you guys have it laid out as A, B, and C for the different... mixes laid in place and furnished and loaded. Anyways, in the past, have we not done like a primary? If they no bid that item, do we want to make capital primary over those and then track primary over the other two?
And capital yes, we can second? Do that because that was a no bid from track, and they're the ones that we're recommending be the primary.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
And then also, this is just for my own. Trying to remember, were there not other companies that used to bid on this as far as like advanced paving or is that a different deal for the laid in place portion?
They usually bid that through Table Rock as Table Rock subcontract.
Okay, so they just didn't bid it at all because
they don't.
Okay.
They might have much success with it. So.
Well, I think they're so busy with other stuff that it's.
Probably.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions?
I do not.
Are you guys fine with us awarding, like labeling that portion A, or item number A1 and A2 to
capital,
and then are you guys fine with doing it that way?
That's fine. It's more descriptive.
Move to award items number A1 and A2 to Capital Materials.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to award bid number 202303-524, portions or item numbers B1, B2, B3, B4, and C1 to track as primary and capital materials as secondary.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have bid recommendation for gasoline and diesel fuel. Bid recommendation for asphalt materials, number 202303-525.
We received two bids, one from APAC Central, and the other one was from Coastal Energy. Denzel, I'll have you read those into the record.
Okay. The MC30 price from APAC Central was $3.39 a gallon. Coastal Energy was $3.79 a gallon. The MC800 was $3.02 from APAC per gallon, $3.19 per gallon from Coastal Energy. The MC3000, which we require to be 280 degrees upon delivery, was $2.89 a gallon from APAC Central. Coastal Energy Corporation was $2.87 a gallon. We did not receive any bids on the emulsified asphalt materials. So our recommendation is that we make APAC Central of Springfield, Missouri as the primary supplier, and Coastal Energy Corporation out of Little Springs, Missouri is the secondary supplier of these materials.
Do you have any questions on that?
The pump charge of $125, how often is that charged?
It was not indicated in the bid that we received.
Very rarely is it charged. If we have a breakdown, but most generally we pump a truck off within 2 hours. That's just, we can unload one of those trucks by loading two of our distributors. So when they first get there, we try and stage the trucks as close as we can to the project. Doesn't take very long to dump two, and then they go back and get the other two. But we have had instances where due to traffic or due to breakdown, they've got to sit there for a little bit.
That's on the overage, though. over the time, over the 2 hours?
Yeah.
What about the initial $125? Is that charged every time, I guess? There's just a note that says Coastal Energy has a pump charge of $125.
They noted a pump charge on their solicitation when they responded, but they did not indicate the frequency.
I believe the pump charge is every time on the pump.
Is
charge.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then how many gallons do they usually bring down at a time?
8,000.
Well, and APAC doesn't note anything on that, so I guess.
APAC did not. They have a pump charge.
But 8,000 at 2 cent difference is $160, so we're still money ahead to go coastal. Coastal's cheaper, but they charge a pump charge.
So do you want to separate it
even
out?
Even if you add in the pump charge from Coastal, it's still cheaper than APAC. And the bulk of what we buy is 200,000 gallons of that oil and then 10,000 and 500 gallons of the other.
Can we award both of them? And then when they're Road Bridge is ready to order, get like quotes from each of them and then make the decision at that point? Is that an option?
I guess, I mean, it's in here as primary and secondary. I just didn't know if it...
Right.
I don't... To get quotes at that time?
Well, when she means quotes as far as...
I'm talking about not saying primary and secondary, just awarding them both.
Like delivery?
Yes.
Okay. Have you had any problem, Denzel, with either?
No. We've used Coastal the last 3 years. Great success, but... APAC is quality contract.
Yeah, APAC's great, and there's no, I'm looking strictly at numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
When you factor in 200,000 gallons at a 2 cent difference, it's $4,000.
Which is exactly the same amount of difference on the MC30 from 379 to 339.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, I think that's probably a good suggestion that we award it to both of them.
Just award both, not a primary or secondary.
Yeah.
Right. Much of both.
Move to award bid number 202303-525 to both APAC Central Incorporated and Coastal Energy Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Moving down, we have a bid recommendation for gasoline and diesel fuel, number 202303-526.
We received three bidders, one from Offen Petroleum, second one from Petroleum Traders, and lastly, Empire Energy. I just want to note that Empire Energy was disqualified. They didn't submit a W-9. They did not return assigned addendum, which had the winter blend costs on that addendum. So they did not submit that, so they are disqualified. But the other two, they adhere to all of the vetting requirements. And Denzel, if you would care to read those into the records of the first two.
For the diesel fuel number two clear, the price per gallon from Offen Petroleum out of Springfield, Missouri is $2.85.38 per gallon.
Hold on 1 second. So the way that they do is by a proposed markup, not the actual price. So I don't know that we want to read into the record. I think that's using that as an example. Is that right, Nikki?
Say that again?
They bid it with the markup. They don't bid it with actual pricing.
Yeah, so let's just...
So I would just propose markup for Taney County.
Yeah, you can just...
Yeah.
Because if the price goes up...
Right.
The price goes up. Yeah. The price goes down, price goes down. So the markup stays the same.
Right. Yeah.
So I just didn't want that to be read into the record, and then.
Okay.
No, wait a minute.
Do you want the total read into the record?
I don't. The total cost is not going to be $2.85. That was based on a distribution cost of $2.80. Mm-hmm. So if the distribution cost goes up to $2.90, it's going to be then $2.94.
I understand.
Right.
So I would just read into the record the proposed markup.
Okay. So for petroleum traders, the proposed markup is 0.067.